Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Sonny asked Anil if he was having an affair and advised him to have more time for Mala and Meena. Unique assured Dinah that there would be close monitoring of all government spending of the oil money, including an investment mandate. Shelley and Ignatius discussed final arrangements for their wedding. Right now, Patsy is passing by Dinah's home.
Morning, Dinah dear.
Morning, Sister Patsy.
Your kitchen garden looking lovely as usual. What's going on here? Like you cleaning up for Easter already?
I'm just doing a general cleaning.
Oh, by the way, you're going to the wedding of the year?
I ain't sure yet.
Why they don't rest yourself but a second wedding?
Like you envious and bad mind after Howard Harris, do you?
Not at all. It's so when people got money and they know what to do with it.
Oh, Patsy, nothing wrong if the two people in love and want to renew the vows. With what going on here, Marunda, with who dead, with who man, and who woman cheating, and are you fighting over man?
Hello, Nami. I ain't fighting over no man. If Coretta want Howard Harris, she could have he. She got a well and proper surprise waiting for she. Because the big belly crocus by a cross enable with nothing.
Anyway, my point is that we need to see more loving and happy couples.
Shelley and Ignatius is a loving and happy couple? I thought that was a marriage of convenience.
Aye, Father.
Anyway, as we are doing with all this rubbish, the garbage man got enough work for fetch out all of this to the truck.
All this ain't going to the dump.
So what are you doing with it?
The Ministry of Communities doing something with women.
Really? Here's what they're doing. I could make a little money.
Lady, I thought you deserve half your pension and where your daughter to send. By the way, she gone back? I miss she.
Yeah, she gone. I wake up in the morning and then see she and I thought it's Sergeant Maurice asleep by because she was hustling with you. And you know we lonely. Plus it's better me daughter than Coretto.
What is this?
Anyway, next thing she call and tell me she dead to marry waiting to board. But she coming back soon.
Oh.
Yeah, it was some emergency with her job even though she was working from here. You know my dad is a big thing in America. Anyway, she actually thinking about coming back to Ghana to work in August.
Sorry for them many Marundi. Between you and she,
Dinah, I don't appreciate your tone of accusations. Anyways, it's what the Ministry of Communities doing with women.
If you look through this garbage, you're going to realize that there's a lot of things that could turn into something else or repaired. Like this old chair I got here, for example, it could be repaired.
Well, yes, but what I got to do with the ministry?
Training women on how to turn waste into a means of survival.
Oh, really?
Yes, they're trying to change the understanding of what is garbage. It's not everything got to end up in the dump.
Well, that's a lesson for Hillary.
Whether you repair this old chair or sell it or make flower pots out of milk tins, decorate them nice, keep them for your own uses or sell, it's about looking at garbage different. Reusing, recycling, repairing as much as possible, and to see it as a possible source of income.
He's not tell you about this, Kevin. He's still working with communities?
Yes, he's still there.
Oh, well, the amount of times I see, I thought the people in Naki have. I thought he decided to stay home so he and Unique could work on a baby. By the way, it's when they're going to have children there.
But see, that is none of your business.
Oh, sorry. I was just asking. Anyway, I'm glad you tell me about this woman and garbage thing. I got a little cousin who make him churn every year. She's struggling with them girls. The husband working and so, but still they can't make ends meet.
Oh.
This would be good for she. She could occupy her time turning garbage into money and they're going to give them less time for make more churn.
All right.
And I got plenty of women in the room that I could do with this. Coretta for one. We all know trash belongs with trash.
But see, there's a woman just like you.
I wonder if anybody tells you.
You could.
Not me. Coretta got to punish. She mind too bad.
Danny girl, let me get this stew fish with the steamed greens and brown rice.
All right, Lawrence.
I gonna take the mixed meat cook up and a cold glass of Marby.
Marby for me too.
Well, I come to Boston restaurant right time for these two lovely men to buy me lunch.
Good day, Sister Patsy.
Good day.
Good day, gentlemen. So goodbye.
Order whatever you want.
Yes, see? I know there was a reason June still loves you, James. Although you transport your body all over this country from pillar to Sharetime Hotel. Dinah, a special please.
Well, yes.
Like you following me, Sister Patsy?
Why I gonna follow you, Dinah? You should be thankful you're getting sales today.
Lady, every day Boston restaurant food is sell out.
Because people don't have much of a choice.
Look at you, Patsy. How you nine down so with the aisle, man? Like Prophet, I got you looking so good.
Any aisle that touches body, does make a profit, yes.
You're an asset ExxonMobil then? Where is that, Jim?
They could carry she and dump she in any one of them.
You know, I ain't gonna bother with it to you. Especially you, James, although you're paying for my lunch. Dinah, throw in 2 curry and roti for my dinner, girl.
Righto.
Yes, gentlemen. Although you, James, full of your insults, I want to understand what really is this profit oil business.
It's certainly not you. Ain't nothing profitable from the old Jericho's falling down, buddy.
Dinah, you see if I bother with you? That's why a lot of Guyanese still ignorant about this oil and believe we getting just 2% and our kind of nonsense. There's a lot of clowns in this place. A simple question and it turns into an insult.
But Sister Patsy, you insulted me right after I said I would pay for your food.
But that wasn't the truth. Everybody know you had women with June from here to Israel.
All right, Patsy. You say you want to learn with Prophet Oil. And I want to learn too. Let James explain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all know already that the oil company spent millions exploring for oil. Once they found it, was more money they had to put in to actually produce the oil.
Yeah, I know the part.
Well, why you don't just listen?
Where's the food?
Them girls looking after it. Relax and let the man talk.
All right. So, for a period, ExxonMobil has to get back their investment.
So basically, when they sell the oil, a portion got to pay back for all the money they spend while looking for the oil. All them equipment they had to buy and so.
Yes.
Oh. But I still didn't explain profit oil.
What I just explained is cost oil. Depending on the contract, it will be determined how much the oil company can recover at a time.
But I still didn't explain profit oil.
Well, obviously, profit oil gonna be well left after the company get the share towards recovering costs. That's all?
Right. ExxonMobil will retain 75% for cost recovery, and then the remaining 25%, which is profit oil, is shared between Guyana and the producer. It's what will be divided between the government and the oil company.
So Guyana get 50%.
Right. The 2% is of all petroleum produced and sold.
Lovely. And still some people talking that we give away the oil. And I understand that Guyana stand to gain more as the cost recovery gets less.
You see, what a lot of people don't understand is that Guyana has a petroleum sharing agreement, meaning from the time the oil is sold, we get our money and we get our 2% royalty from every barrel.
Lovely.
I think some people expect me to get 100% of the profits and another 100% royalty.
You're right, you know, Patsy.
Who in Guyana had the equipment and the skills to explore for the isle how ExxonMobil explored?
Right.
Then Pontapada, once the isle find, set up the whole concoction that got under and above the water. The FPSO and so.
Right.
People need to know, but Dino, like you waiting for Prophet Isle for bring this little food.
Danny girl, this food was good.
The special the little Sal, but thanks for the lunch, James. And dinner too.
I don't pretend I didn't hear the parts.
Anyway, as we move from talking about the Prophet Isle to this public accountability and oversight committee, I had a thinking, y'all show this committee ain't gonna be just for show.
Oh, Patsy, you really feel we can go through all them worries to find 22 people who fit and proper to sit on the committee for just it to be a show?
How you mean? Look how much other things just is there for show. Who is to tell we these people can't take pay off a lion thief?
Well, from me understanding, it's not easy business we're dealing with. It's not any and everybody could sit on the committee. And therefore means that the members ain't going to be able to get away with any skullduggery.
And listen, they got laws in place for any man, jack, or woman who step out of line to be replaced. We are making joke with this.
So what going to happen if one of them people step out of line?
They're going to terminate them.
But who is they?
Oh, Patsy, you're there on a roll today.
I must go for ask questions if I want, no? Everything for do with I'll new to these Guyanese people. We gotta ask certain questions.
It's not a problem with me. What I like about how they're gonna form and operate this committee is that if one of the members do something to mess up, the president gonna consult with the organization that nominated that person.
So wait, you mean if I tell me, let me just use Marunda as an example.
Be cooking with fire.
Sally. So the village council nominate Unique, a young and vibrant person to sit on the committee. But if she suddenly decides change and act accordingly, she want to do her own thing and put the honesty of the whole committee at risk. You mean if I tell me the president gonna come to the village council to consult with them?
Right. And after that, the person can be terminated.
Fired. Removed from the committee post haste.
But wait. One thing being talked about. What kind of thing would make somebody get kicked off of this committee?
Well, remember in the Natural Resource Act, there are rules as to how it should operate. So if you step out of line,
you're on the chopping block.
Oh. Y'all, excuse me.
Okay, Dinah. It could be a case too where somebody got nominated and the organization that nominated them didn't know about something bad in the person's past.
For example, you won't want somebody who was a low life that used to pick people pocket and jump people house on the committee.
Exactly. So if after the person got appointed and somebody come and pinch the president and say so and so thief and been to jail or was involved in some fraud, they will no longer be part of the committee.
You see? That is why we gotta take the time when we nominating these people. I would advise any organization that's responsible for a nomination to do a thorough background check. I feel if the person got a questionable character, is an insult to the nominating organization too.
True, true.
I agree. But we can be assured that if a person is not functioning as they should on the committee, they will go. Any kind of misbehavior, misconduct, they're out.
But what if the person gets sick and can't perform the duties anymore?
They have laws in place for that too.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, James. I now know for sure Ignatius Thomas certainly cannot sit on that committee.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.